Just 2 weeks into her new job at the Catalina Island Conservancy, Amy Catalano found something really exciting: an undiscovered population of island rush rose, or Helianthemum greenii.
That is the helianthemum. Look at all that seed on it. It's very cool. Very exciting.
The island rush rose is green and lush and about 7 feet high with tiny yellow blossoms. Amy is taking me on a tour of the island's rugged interior. The Helianthemum greenii doesn't exist anywhere else in the world except the Channel Islands. It's also an endangered plant species.
To discover this plant species, like a whole new population, and we're trying to get it, you know, the intention is to get it off of the endangered list. Watch out for the bison. Crap.
As we drove around the interior, Amy explained why there are random bison on Catalina. In 1924, a film director brought 14 buffalo to the island for a movie shoot and left them here. Now there are 150. There's also a bunch of non-native mule deer on the island. They were brought over for hunting in the early 1930s.
They eat all of the native plants because these plants haven't developed any sort of defenses against browsing from a deer.
So to protect the helianthemum, Amy builds exclosures, fences that keep the endangered plants in and the deer and bison out.
So it's a way to maintain the proper ecosystem. Like, inside these exclosures is how the island should, in theory, be if we didn't have these non-native animals. These are my fences.
Walking up to one of Amy's exclosures, the difference between the inside and the outside is striking.
You see how there's like tons of flower buds, tons of fruit, and then the ones outside the exclosure are just leaves, and they're quarter of the height.
Amy's in charge of 11 exclosures on the island. This one is roughly an acre. Walking around the perimeter takes her about 6 minutes. She drags her hand along the fence to make sure there are no holes that might be hard to see. And when she does find a break, she busts out her hog ringer gun to repair the fence. Most of the time, the exclosures work like a charm. When Amy went on vacation for a week, some deer and bison forced their way in and feasted. When Amy got back and saw the damage, she said she almost cried.
I felt like defeated. Because this is like, I'm the only person who does these exclosures. So when something goes wrong with them, it's my fault.
Amy is really proud of her fences. Someday, she hopes the entire island will look like the inside of her exclosures.
I'm all about things being in their natural state. If we really wanted to and really, you know, put all of our efforts into it, we could make this a 100% natural area. And that's what I think is cool about this island, is that we could be there one day.
Of course, that would mean there would be no more bison and no more deer. Whether or not that's possible is still up for debate. But as long as Amy's on the island, the Helianthemum greenii is safe. For KISL, I'm Jenny Rattlett.